Good morning. It's a Monday morning and a Labor Day holiday. We're with Ken Lovett, who never stops working, it seems. He's the Albany Bureau Chief for the New York Daily News. Good morning, Ken.
Good morning.
Glad to have you with us. Well, Ken, we're looking first this morning at a group called Shut Rikers. This has to do with Rikers Island Prison and not a great reputation for some of the things that have been happening there. And they've been hounding the mayor of New York City and they're hounding the governor.
Right. They for a while now, they've been going after the mayor of New York City, Bill de Blasio, showing up as at events and his house and even the gym he works out at to try and get him to close Rikers faster than the 10 years the mayor has said he wants to shut it in. So now they say that they're setting their sights on Governor Cuomo. While it's the mayor who really controls Rikers in terms of closing it, they say that the governor and the legislature didn't have a real big say in fast-tracking it by passing criminal justice reform. So they're going to use some of the same tactics on the governor to try to pressure him into shutting Rikers and to working on it. The governor said he wants to do it within 3 years, but they're saying put your money where your mouth is, and you'll be able to do it faster by reducing the inmate population by doing those reforms.
Well, now you mentioned the mayor of New York City, Bill de Blasio, and looks like many of the Democrats want him to keep his efforts focused on New York City and not try to campaign for Senate Democrats anywhere else.
Yeah, the mayor recently said that he thinks the Democrats will reclaim the Senate next year in the elections and that he wants to be part of helping with that. Others are saying, you know what, you're already a drag. The Republicans are already using you as a boogeyman in the suburbs and the Westchester, so maybe you should stay clear of these races. And among those is the powerful Brooklyn Democratic chairman, Frank Setio, and a number of state Senate Democrats who are fearful the mayor could hurt, not help the cause.
You also have an item about the head of the state Republican Party, Chairman Ed Cox, looking like an easy re-elect for him to head the party. I wonder, however, if he's said anything yet about the Assembly Minority Leader Brian Cole perhaps jumping into the ring against the governor.
He is not. All he says is there's a lot of good candidates looking to run for governor. But, 2 years ago when Cox was up for re-election, the Syracuse Republican chairman or Onondaga County Republican chairman, Tom Daty, tried to challenge him but couldn't get the support, and Cox ended up getting a fourth term.
Ken Lovett, Albany Bureau Chief for the New York Daily News, joined us on Mondays. You can find out more at nydailynews.com. Ken, thanks as always.
Anytime. Happy Labor Day.